Now your comments about last week's program, but first a correction. Last week, we talked about the civil unrest in Libya with Sarah Leah Whitson. She's the executive director of the Middle East and North Africa Division for Human Rights Watch. At one point, Ms. Whitson estimated the population of Libya to be double that of Bahrain. It's nearly 9 times the size. Ms. Whitson later wrote to us to say that she was making a rhetorical point about the proportion of violence in Libya. On last Sunday's show, NPR's Alex Kellogg reported on a reenactment of Jefferson Davis's inauguration. The event was organized by the Sons of Confederate Veterans in Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery is a city steeped in conflicting history. On Saturday, there was no mention of Martin Luther King Jr., but the parade passed right by his old church. There was no mention of the Montgomery bus boycott, though people had gathered where in 1955 Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white man. At the state capitol in 1963, Governor George Wallace declared segregation would survive forever, and he stood near the very spot Saturday's inauguration ended.
Julie Leonard of Quincy, Massachusetts wrote, "I would ask the reporter why a mention of Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King would ever be made at an event that has nothing to do with them or the era in which they lived. I don't believe that translates into disrespect of them or an attempt to ignore their important impact." Michael Trout, a medieval war reenactor from Alexandria, Virginia, also wrote, "Professional interpreters at historical sites often have a duty to explain the why of events, as educating the public is often part of their job. Volunteer reenactors have no such duty. If they have any public education duty, it is to look and act like the people they are reenacting." And Stephen J. Galvin posted this comment on our Facebook page, "They were traitors who lost the war. Why don't we celebrate that?" To express your opinion on our program, go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. You can comment on Facebook and Twitter, as well as send a tweet to me at NPR Leanne.